In specialty crop news from the Southeast AgNet, well, that pesky drought is starting to become even more of a serious nuisance, especially for our South Florida growers, as Belglade sugarcane and vegetable producer Rick Roth explains where they currently stand.
We're already at 45% restrictions due to, we're down below 10.5 feet mean sea level, Lake Okeechobee. Obviously, farming in the Belglade area, that's real important to us, being able to get irrigation water from the lake with such severe lack of rainfall. We really need some rainfall. They're putting forward pumps in this week, trying to start getting it, but that mechanically means we're going to be at least 45% reduction because we just can't pump that much water with pumps.
And unfortunately, Ross says the concern for income loss on their sugarcane crop is going to extend well into next season.
They're talking about a drier than normal rainy season. If we have a drier than normal rainy season, we're going to have an impact to this year's crop to be harvested next winter, but as importantly, the year after that is going to be even worse, because sugarcane being a year-round crop, next spring we're going to be in worse situation than we are today if we have a drier than normal summer. This year we went into the dry season January 1st at 13.5 feet mean sea level. We're going to be below 12.5 a year from now if we don't get adequate rainfall.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.